boy power, Dylan Mulvaney speaks at Penn State after Riley Gaines event cancellation. By Amy Furr on December 8, 2023. Transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney spoke during an event at Penn State on Tuesday after Riley Gaines, a former NCAA champion swimmer, was supposed to give a speech at the same location. During the event at the Hub Robeson Center's Alumni Hall, Mulvaney, who is a man living as a woman, talked about several topics including gender identity and gender equity, Fox News reported Friday. However, the event was apparently nowhere near being a smash hit because it appeared that few people attended, according to Campus Reform. The event was sponsored by the Penn State Student Programming Association and funded with student fees. Although it is unclear if Mulvaney charged his usual rate of $40,000, the article said. Per the Fox report, Gaines, who is a protecting women's sports activist, in October said she was supposed to give a speech at the university for what she called Real Women's Day. But she insisted on social media that her speech was canceled and posted a 2022 video of school president Neely Bendapudi stating that the school is bound by the First Amendment and must bring in speakers that many will consider controversial, the Fox article said. Related video, We Effing Hate You. Transgender activists meltdown over Riley Gaines' appearance in Wisconsin. The school later claimed no event featuring the young woman was canceled. It also placed blame on Turning Point USA, saying the group failed to meet the deadline to submit reservations, according to Fox. Gaines later addressed the situation online, writing, I mean, do you need confirmation that I was scheduled a room on campus? The cancellation was done after scheduling through Leadership Institute, not campus-affiliated group, after TPUSA didn't meet the deadline. BTW TPUSA DID initially meet the deadline, but the university wouldn't meet with them until the 30 days prior had passed. I'd be happy to share those communications as well. In October, Gaines was told Ticket Service Eventbrite had canceled her event page because it promulgates hate and discrimination, Breitbart News reported at the time. The outlet noted that the company has repeatedly canceled and eliminated events for women who speak in favor of biological gender ideas. It is important to note that Bud Light is still trying to recover from its disastrous ad campaign highlighting Mulvaney with an ad featuring NFL legends Peyton Manning and Emmitt Smith, Breitbart News reported December 2.